This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us this morning from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Georgia, is Ricky Bevington, a TV and radio news anchor for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, John.
So there was a debate last night between the two candidates left in the Atlanta mayoral runoff campaign, and it was historic in the sense that there's a possibility that Atlanta could have the first white mayor for the first time in 35 years. But I'm wondering if the tone of this debate suggests that Atlanta is a truly post-racial city in the sense that race has become a secondary issue in Atlanta all of a sudden.
Well, you know, people that I have spoken to are very aware that getting a white mayor would be a big change. But I have to say, John, they're not that inspired by either of these two candidates. So, yes, it's historic that a white person could win. But voter turnout on December 1st is only expected to be maybe 15 to 20%. So a lot of people on December 2nd are going to be saying, who's mayor? But only 15 to 20% of them are going to actually be coming out to vote.
How has this race changed the traditional power structure in Atlanta? Which candidate has received which endorsements, and what are the surprises there?
There's really no surprises. Mary Norwood, the white city councilwoman, is an independent. She is liberal, but she's not beholden to the Democratic Party in the state. She does have the backing of a local gay group and one lone African-American state senator. However, Kasim Reed has the backing of the city's Democratic political machine. It dates back to the Mayor Jackson administration of the 1970s. Democrats are backing Reed because in the upcoming elections, the Democrats cannot afford to lose Atlanta. This is Georgia's Democratic base. So in terms of the power structure, yes, if Mary Norwood, an independent, were to win, it would greatly reduce the power structure of the Democratic political machine in Georgia.
In Chicago, where I have a fair amount of experience, the independent candidates running against the machine were always very racially charged races. Not the case in Atlanta, though.
Not the case in Atlanta. In fact, last night during the debate, one of the panelists asked Mary Norwood. She has been saying that some of her black campaign workers have been harassed. Street signs have been stolen. And she said that she would give Kasim Reed the benefit of the doubt that that was not under his watch. And he said that he would give her the benefit of the doubt that his white campaign supporters being harassed was not something that she knew about. However, Reed said something interesting. He said simply that he believes that this is a charged race. Emotions are going high, and by race I mean election.
Gotcha.
Emotions are running high, but not because of race, but simply because people feel so passionately about their candidate.
And it seems as though potholes and, you know, trains, and I guess it's not so much snow removal, but ice removal there in Atlanta is really the big issue.
The big issue is everything from city services to filling potholes to getting that light fixed on your street corner to corruption within City Hall to huge issues like securing water rights for the city of Atlanta. A federal judge has said the state has 3 years to get congressional approval to take water from its current main water source, Lake Lanier, a federal reservoir. So whoever becomes mayor has got to clean up the city, this broke and broken city by many perspectives from the top to the bottom.
Well, the takeaway there is the post-racial era in Atlanta may be boring, but it's still historic. Ricky Bevington, radio and TV news anchor for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Ricky.